The U.S. state of North Dakota this week passed legislation making it one of the most pro-life states in the nation. The new laws notably prohibit abortion after the detection of a heartbeat in the unborn baby and also prohibit abortion for sex selection or genetic abnormality. A third law introduces regulations designed to help protect the health of women having abortions. The Bishop of Bismarck, North Dakota, David Kagan, applauded the legislation but noted that more work needs to be done.
Actually, our governor, Jack Dalrymple, signed three bills last Tuesday, the 26th, which all pertain to the issue of abortion, two from our House of Representatives and one from the Senate from North Dakota. The Senate bill seeks to protect women and their health by requiring that any physician in North Dakota who performs an abortion must have and be able to produce a certification of having admitting privileges at a local hospital. Until now, that was not a requirement, and it's an effort really to further protect the health of women. The two House bills, which the governor signed into law, prohibit abortions for the purposes of sex selection or genetic abnormalities. And the other House bill prohibits abortions after the detection of a fetal heartbeat. So these three, our governor signed on last Tuesday, and we see them as certainly protecting all women and, again, further defending human life and human dignity.
And, Your Excellency, I know the church has been actively involved in the pro-life movement, especially in North Dakota, you and your predecessors. Can you tell us a little bit about how the church views these bills in particular, and also about the overall efforts of the church to continue to work with abortion and to work to eliminate it in North Dakota?
We have, over the course of the last several years, through the North Dakota Catholic Conference, which is composed of both the Diocese of Bismarck and the Diocese of Fargo, through our conference, we have kept, especially the Catholic people of North Dakota and the larger community of North Dakota, fully informed about this issue as it takes on different forms based on what the legislature is doing. We have always and consistently promoted first among the Catholics of North Dakota daily and fervent prayer that this issue will be rectified not just in North Dakota but nationally, and that the true appreciation for human life and human dignity will be really the sole motivation for all of us. And then we always advocate respectful and peaceful interventions by all citizens, but we urge our Catholic people to contact their local representatives and senators and urge them on their own to defend life as these various issues present themselves in the forms of proposed legislation. And as we have consistently done that, and we will consistently continue to do that, we realize that the matter is far from over, even though we in North Dakota have, in a certain sense, moved the pro-life cause forward appreciably in these last few months. And we want to continue to pray most especially and respectfully and but truthfully and forthrightly continue to defend life and defend human dignity and urge our legislators to continue what they have very, I think, courageously done here. And as soon as the governor signed those three bills into law, I issued a brief statement through the North Dakota Catholic Conference applauding both the legislature and our governor for taking this action to protect unborn human life and truly to advance the real health of all women in our state. And I'm very proud of what they did. And I'm not just grateful to all of them, but I'm truly grateful to all of the Catholics of North Dakota and all others join us in advocating for the protection of human life and the support and the enhancement of the real health for all women.
It's certainly a remarkable achievement, in fact. And there are just a couple of things I'd like to follow up on with what you've been talking about. You mentioned a couple of times it's always important to emphasize it's not the issue of abortion and being for women's health and for the rights and health of unborn children is not simply a Catholic or religious issue, although the church is often at the forefront of it. It is something that involves every person in the country. Could you speak to that a little bit?
Well, yes. And, you know, what we have done and will continue to do in North Dakota, it comes down to what Blessed John Paul II made so beautifully clear to us in what I think is perhaps one of the two great encyclicals on life, along with Humanae Vitae, in at least my lifetime, in John Paul II's Evangelium Vitae, that this is really the defending and the fostering of the common good of every person, regardless of what one's religious affiliation or beliefs may be. What it certainly transcends politics and every other movement. It strikes at the very heart of who we are as human beings, and as we live in community, it forms the foundation upon which the common good of us all rests, and which allows us to, you know, develop and increase as productive citizens of our states, of our nation, and you know, it goes beyond just a religious doctrine. This goes to the very nature of who we are as human beings, and so I think it's something that, you know, as I said earlier, we've taken, I think, a tremendously good step forward, and it's not the first step we've made in the right direction, and it won't be the last. But I think we have to be people of faith and people of hope and certainly people of charity. And we aren't unrealistic to think there won't be opposition, but we, armed with the truth of our faith, trust in God, and we move forward. First and foremost in our prayer, and then acting upon our prayer in truth and in charity to continue to defend all human life, unborn and born, and to truly defend the good and the dignity of all women and men.